Extraordinary.
That's so cool.
Wow.
That makes amazing.
Hey guys, we just want to actually come in. If you want to follow me, we'll go into the cube and I'll take you around to all the stations.
Hi guys, hello. I'm Jessica. I'm here to answer your questions today. Any questions you have, I will do my best to answer them. I don't know everything though, so don't be surprised if I say I don't know. The exhibition that we're at is called the Imaginary Exhibition, and all these surfaces you see are algebraic surfaces, algebraic geometry surfaces. The exhibition is brought to you by a German institute that's situated in the Black Forest, and it was started in 2008 as part of the German science year. And basically, it's just to encourage a curiosity in mathematics. So any questions, feel free to ask. So we're going to start with these. Basically, all of these pictures you see are graphs. So this is the equation of the graph. And that's just a German name given to it. And then they've modeled it and drawn a picture of it. So I find the easiest one to explain to you is the apple over there, if you have a look at it. So I'm sure you all know about coordinates and planes. So if you think of a piece of paper, you have your x, y coordinate axes usually. What they've done in all of these drawings is they've got your normal x, y coordinates, so the flat and the up and down, and then they've projected it to make it 3D like you would in a game. And in that picture there, the Dallo, so it's just a ball. If you think of your normal ball, just a sphere, and the coordinates of the sphere are given by x squared plus y squared plus z squared, and that's what gives you the sphere. And all they've done in that picture is they've just removed the middle axis from it, and that's why you get that dip in the middle. And that's how you graph a picture like this. Now, a lot of people ask, okay, so if I were to show you just the equation and not the picture, would you know what the picture looked like? And the answer to that is no. No mathematician could tell you that. No matter how good they were, without using a computer program or spending a very long time drawing it themselves, they wouldn't be able to get there. So, basically, that's this. You'll see in certain parts of these graphs, they have sharp points. And the easiest one to see it on is this one. You see, we've got these really sharp points here, and here, and here. Now, these are called singularities. It's just a mathematical term. And at these singularities, we don't know what happens. It's like this could disappear off to infinity, or it could go to zero, or it could do all sorts of horrible things that we have no idea. What's interesting, though, is in the 1970s, it was proved that if you move this equation from the current dimension it's in, so it's in three dimensions, if you move it up one dimension into four dimensions, you can remove some of the singularities. And that's interesting that you can just get rid of singularities. The problem is, though, it's been proved that it can be done, but no one knows how to do it. And that's one of the great open problems in mathematics. So I don't know, maybe one day you'll solve it, and then you'll be famous. Questions? Anyone have questions? Oh, you see, now that's a bigger question. I had this.
2D is like flat.
Yeah.
3D is like
correct.
See, that's some sort of fourth dimension with time.
Yeah, that's what I think.
And some people say it's movement as well. Is what? Oh, there you go. As good as any. In mathematics, we just create things to abstract the real world, and that's why we have these extra dimensions that we can't give physical meaning to.
You have to have, like, why to certain
Anyone
powers.
Else? But I'm quite impressed that you knew it was time and movement. No, but still, it's, I don't think I knew that. Come again? What's the hummingbird? That's Calibri, yeah. It's very pretty. You can... We'll show you the Surfer program later, and you can take it at home. Okay, so on this station, once I finish the tour, you're going to get loads of time to just come and play and look at all the pictures and things. We have three different programs that you can use, and I'm going to start top first, because that makes sense. We're going to start with Cinderella. And we use the pen. And now, within Cinderella, you have all these different options. So I don't know, if someone wants to choose one. Go on.
Currently
non-war,
this
is 99. So chaos.
currently similarities are
see what happens when we play with it?
That's where it comes as different distance and the curvature.
Yep. So these are loads of different, like,
each one of them.
Exactly. And then I'll show you another one. Fractals. This is one of my favorites.
I quite like this one.
So if you look at the snowflake, right? So you can see there's a whole bunch of like triangle, like almost triangle looking shapes here. It looks like it's almost made up of triangles. Yeah. Now if we move in, can you see they're getting more and more triangles? We're zooming in on the picture on the outside of it. And it's just becoming triangles. And this is what you call a fractal. It's because the smallest pieces are made up of the same shape. So this is a triangle, this is the smallest object. Yeah, and now we zoom out, and you see we've got loads of triangles making up the shape. And if we keep on zooming out, further and further, it goes back to all the different triangles.
Have you tried dating while I've ever seen it? I tried that, yeah.
All triangles? And then we have some other ones, some more like game-type things that you can play with. That one?
Yeah.
What
are you going to
do? You can try. If you get more than 99, then you
Now, this is also available for free to download at home, and you can play with it at home.
That's really hard.
Obviously, you won't have a pen, but all things like that. And then, if you look at this one, one of the organizers of this conference used to work in robotics. And one of the main way they make robots is they simulate them first, and they, you know, design a certain robot, and they see how it behaves. So I don't know, if we think of this one as, I don't know, if we think of these as cleaning as stairs, and we're trying to design the best robot to clean these stairs. I don't know, and this is what our stairs look like. And we can change the robot, yeah. So if we just pause it quick. Oh, come on. So if we pause it, I don't know, make his legs really long. Top. And then see if he behaves any better. No, that's not working so well, is it? And maybe instead we make his legs really short. Oh, but now it's stuck. So that doesn't help us much, does it? Because he has to get back up to the lift. So all sorts of things like that. So that's this program. That's how you're going to deal with this program. I mean, and you can play with anything here, anything you like. Are we all good with that? That one? Okay, so this one's quite interesting. This is swarm mentality. Like fish or bees, or this is how things behave in a swarm. And if we move... these things. You see the behavior changes? There you see? Yeah. And this is quite interesting. This is actually a phenomenon that mathematicians study quite often, is how swarms behave. And they use it in the population dynamics and how people work. You know, they use swarm dynamics to decide how people may behave in certain situations and large groups and stuff, and they try and model it. Not always accurate. It's quite interesting. Now, if we go to my favorite program now, it's pretty. So, in mathematics, it's well known that there are 17 groups of symmetry and only 17 groups. So there are no more than 17. And basically, these groups are made of either reflection or rotation. And interestingly enough, there's a mosque in Spain that is decorated, and the decorations exhibit all 17 groups of symmetry. So I'm going to show you these symmetries. If we just click on that one. So this is the first group of symmetry. And can you see what it is? If I draw just one line here, So that's just repetition, repeating the exact same thing. If I now choose the next group, and this one's quite difficult. Right, now can you tell me what happens? So I just drew this line here. The tiles are just moving? Uh-huh. And again, and again, and again. Pretty cool. But can you see what the reflection and stuff is? What's happening? So I drew this line. So what's happened? It's reflected it through that axis, and it's reflected it through that axis. See? And there's some really nice ones. That one's pretty cool.
How do you know it's not 101?
And if we... always the fun of this. Does anyone have a go?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, well, I'll let two of you go now for this one, and then when you come back and play, you can all have a go. So you have a go? Okay, if you want to clear it, you just click clear there. And you can, like, use multiple colors on the same thing. See, it's quite difficult when you've got all these reflections, because you've got to try to work out what the reflections do.
I'm going to start with a simple one. It's really complicated.
Yeah, it's all the different groups of symmetry. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Now do a different one on top.
No, I just swivel.
Do a different one on top.
Okay, and a girl now, I think. Come on. Oh.
So that means like you raise to x squared in your and if you make a blue one, I can print it out for you.
All of this is available for download, so you can do this at home. Free. Everything's for free. Yeah. Now, if you draw something and then just change the group you've chosen, so now just choose a different group. And you see it changes? The same thing that she's drawn, just because she chooses a different group. Now it changes?
No, it has not.
Okay, so now we have one more thing, and this one's called 3D Explore Math, so I'm sure you know what we're going to use for this. If it comes up, there we go. Okay, so if everyone wants to, if you just want to pass the box around, hopefully we have enough. Well, you need it to see the 3D, but you don't have to use it. Your teacher's passing them around? You've all got? Right. So now this shape here is called a torus. And we're going to look at it in 3D.
Minus Y.
Now this curve lies within a certain well-known shape.
I think the girls want to have a
Can any of you tell what shape it's in? Within close, very close. You're the closest that's come so far. Can you see what the shape? There we go. You would have to get the glasses. Yeah. For Mac, most of them work on Mac. It It's just J Reality that has a problem with Mac, so you should be fine. You having fun? Is everyone here? Great. So now we're going to see how we draw these things.
This curve is actually winding around some objects.
Okay. So we're going to start with just our normal XY plane.
Square.
So this is what we normally. Okay, it's slightly smaller.
Is it like X equals
a pencil?
We can't do E equals MC squared. Do you know why we can't do E equals MC squared?
Is that like a rugby?
There isn't an M.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Y equals M equals C.
So we go. So now we've got Y equals X.
Oh, no.
See? Just a straight line. Yes.
Yes,
keep
going. Y equals
MX plus C. Okay, do you want to... Okay, I... Okay, so I'll use A for M. And I shall use.
I wish you could just keep.
B for C. All right, and at this point, A is equal to 1, so your gradient's 1, and B is equal to 1, so these points here are 1. And you'll see if I change B. See how that works? So that's that. That's just your normal straight line. But now if we draw something like a circle.
Simple rules.
And do you know the equation of a circle?
So this technique has been used very widely in textile industry.
So if you look at that, that's your circle.
And in fact, there's a mosque.
And that's a circle in 3D. It's just a cylinder. So that's your circle in your XY plane only, just your flat.
In fact, there are 17 different kinds
of. And then that's in 3D. And now we can go to the fun stuff, play with pictures, which you'll be allowed to do in a minute. Okay, so pick one, anyone.
Anyone that have a go at this?
Which one? That one? Alright, so if we look at this, this is quite exciting. See, and we can rotate it down, and now you can look inside it.
You choose other colors and other things.
Now it's interesting.
Because it's electrical.
Precisely. See? And if we look at this one here, double cone. Sorry, if you were an ant and you were on this side, you've got a really little bit, but you can get down onto this side. Right? If we change A, the values of A, we see it gets easier and easier. For the ant to get from that side to that side? And go down to 0. Okay, if we add plus B, I think. And you see, and now he can't get anywhere. Yeah, no. And if we randomly change B.
But it's still symmetrical. It's not.
Exactly. Most of these are going to be symmetrical curves because of the fact that they have singularities. Remember, we were talking about singularities earlier? And I can show you something very nice about singularities. These are world record singularities. 99 singularities in total here. What's interesting about this is a septic. So the highest power here of X or Y or Z is something to the power of 7. And a gentleman has proved that this particular equation has 99 singularities. However, it has been proved that a septic can have up to 104 singularities. But we can only show, we only have an example of one with 99 singularities. And there was a man in Germany, a priest. He wasn't a mathematician, he just did maths for fun. And he went home and downloaded this program. And he created a septic, which he believed had 100 singularities, which would have then been the world record. So he then sent it off to the gentleman who discovered this septic. And he counted, the gentleman who discovered this septic, counted all the singularities that the priest had found. And it turned out it wasn't 100, it was only 99. But he had found another septic with 99 singularities and equaled the world record. And he wasn't a mathematician. So it all goes to show that you don't have to be a mathematician do stuff like this. So you can go home and do it yourself. And you can see here again, here, this one is again symmetric.
Right?
99 singularities. You wouldn't know. You would have to count them yourself, which would take a physically count, unless you had a program, like you could program something. Okay, so if we look here.
Right.
Oh, come now. Does anyone think they know what a singularity is? Yes, precisely. No, you can't, because it's a polynomial. So there's a finite number. No, but that wouldn't have a polynomial equation.
Because this stuff
that you can
get it from our website.
But can't you just use the equation?
No, but we're doing with power 7. So you,
power 7.
Yeah, but you've only got 7. So because of the fact that you only have the power of 7, well, you've got 99 spikes here.
You have
to the power of 7. See, look, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, you see, the higher up you go, the higher the your power becomes, the more singularities you get. But you only have a finite number of singularities because it's a polynomial. So a polynomial can't have, like, you can't have like a million spikes anyway. You can only have a big number. They proved the upper bound for all of them, so the maximum number it can possibly have, but they don't know if they exist necessarily. So that's what we're trying to prove, is how many actually exist. And that's, if you make a massive equation, you've got to sit and count them.
Something very complex.
No one really knows
very simple
how to do it.
All you've got is that figure out
the physically on the shape, or at the size at the bottom, there's like a spike that's into it.
That's also as well. So it's both.
So it's
both. Exactly. And inside.
Ah. Here's something else. Here's how simple things can be derived from chaotic behavior. Very complicated.
Here
I've got
this place,
those yellow circles are the mirrors. A light ray will hit a mirror and will sort of bounce back.
Imaginary, this exhibition is just this exhibition stays the same wherever it goes, but there's different pictures. The institute itself that designed the exhibition help. It's like the Newton Institute in Cambridge. Basically, they invite mathematicians, and you work together as in groups, discussing problems, thinking about things. It's basically a collaborative effort between mathematicians, holding seminars, art subjects. Talking about.
Now what happens if I bring
yes, I'm doing my master's in Cambridge at the moment. No, I have my own homework. I don't need any more. And then there's a very nice picture. Heart. Now, what do you think happens if I change the z to the power 3? And make it to a squared, say.
So
I think
I'll just like completely.
Yeah?
Okay. I'll get
pointier.
Right.
What's that? There's no
complete.
That's sticking out.
You
look like a face. You make out a face.
What does it look like? Come on.
Looks like
a face.
No,
I'm saying.
There we go.
It looks like a nappy.
Yeah.
It's underwear.
There's a German saying that your heart falls into your trousers.
Your heart falls into your
trousers. And that's what this is. This is your heart falling into your trousers. No, it's not based on that. It just happens to look like that. Pretty cool, eh? So, that's what you can do. You can sit and draw anything you like. You see all of these pictures here? They've been drawn using the Surfer. There's a competition running at the moment. If you go home and download the software and then create your own shape, you can email it to the organizers, and they will choose artistically and mathematically the best one, and you could win a prize. And it's really nice. So you can use the software at home. It's really quite simple. And you're welcome if maybe a different two people want to come up and try this one, and then we'll go play with JoReality. If you look at the physical representation of these shapes, these were made using a 3D printer, and it's quite interesting that it's quite difficult to make them, because these surfaces, by their definition, are very, very, very thin, So to make the shape, they had to like approximate the shape and make it thicker. And then when they print things using a 3D printer, they put triangles on top of it. And you'll see with all the singularities, the really sharp points, it's really difficult to fit a triangle on a point. Very difficult. So, yeah. It's pretty cool, though. We have all these shapes available on here. Now, if you remember, I don't know if you did it. I know I did it when I was younger. We used to play in the bath with the soap solution, with bubble bath.
And,
yeah. I'm glad I wasn't the only one. If you look, if I can find this one. Right. If you look at this shape here. If you were to make a wire coil in a spiral shape and then dip it in a soap solution and pull it out, this is, this pattern here is what the soap film would look like. And this is the minimal surface as well. This is the minimal area that the soap could take while covering the spiral. Soap, it's a soap film. The mathematical object is exactly replicated by a thin film of soap. Now, this thing, if we push it down, you can jump up. If we...
Can you jump up to, like, space?
Yeah, you can. If we just move it forward...
All the way to space? Will you go all the way to space?
All the way... If you toggle it like that, you move your... I shall let you lot figure that out yourselves, and this just moves it forward. I can.
Right.
So now, if you have a look here, you can do all this in a minute. Listen to the interesting math stuff, and then you can do all of this. If you look at this hole here, there's a hole here. If we got rid of the hole and just had a thin surface, that would still be a minimal surface, which is quite interesting because quite often you don't have minimal surfaces. Now, for the fun stuff, who hasn't had a go yet? No, you can't have it. Do you want to have a go?
Yes.
You can have a go. So now, stand behind it. And if you tap down, you jump. All right. And if you move it forward, you move forward. Yeah. Now, there is one very exciting thing. No, it's not really a game. If you press, you'll find there's a little button on the right. Press it. And you shoot balls. No, you can just do it normally, yeah. Just for fun. If I change the picture, so just hold on. If I change the picture and I shoot the balls, and if I change it, unfortunately you can't make your own one. This is quite
like
a...
That's like an even
game. Like shoot the pet, and you see this one move. Yeah. So you've seen all the programs. If you want to change the pictures, they're little arrows. There you go. You got it? Right. And now you are free to do what you like. Feel free to ask questions, play games, whatever you like. Play nicely, children. Let's not.